Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Kaya Biz.
Inside your business.
Inside Your Business on Kaya Biz is powered by Capitec Business Banking. Bank on better with Capitec, the business bank for everyone.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. Let's get inside your business. And typically, for many of us, that means looking at the financials, reviewing the strategy, and getting the right team on board to make sure that your operations are succinct, productive, and lead to the profitability that you desire. But there's something important you need to bear in mind. That's your people. And typically for many of us as South Africans, several studies do indicate that there are hidden costs of our financial stress that we experience and ultimately get to exert within the workplace. So is money stressing you out? Are you experiencing bad health? Difficulty sleeping? There's a plethora of companies that have released reports around financial strain. Old Mutual Savings and Investment Monitor has previously highlighted that 37% of South Africans consider themselves highly financially strained. TransUnion South Africa, in its second quarter 2024 data snapshot, it showed that 83% of new credit issued is for consumption and not asset building. So that means we're plugging in the gap, trying to make sure that we have a little bit more money to get us to the end of the month. To help us unpack this theme, we join now on the line by Group Director for Business Development at 21st Century, Craig Roth, to help us unpack it further. Craig, welcome to Kai Biz.
Super, thank you so much, and good evening to your listeners.
Good evening to you too. Craig, when we look at many of these metrics, and if we, even when we have conversations at the school drop-off, around the boardroom, or even around the braai, many of us do relate to conversations where South Africans are just financially stressed and we all feel like we just don't have enough to get by. Maybe help us contextualize the reality of financial strain and how it's impacting us.
Yeah, you know, we live in a very high inflationary environment, not just in South Africa, but in many countries in the world. But, you know, in South Africa, what we're seeing is that employers are struggling to outraise cost of living. I think we can all relate to the fact that when we look at the CPI and we look at those numbers and then we go to the till at the supermarkets every evening, there's a disconnect. You know, those percentages don't make sense because we are feeling it much, much more. And what we're seeing in terms of employees and the financial strain with them is that there's a deeper issue than just the level of pay. And that issue is often centered around timing and financial resilience of employees. You know, an example is, you know, when emergencies arrive mid-month, employees tend to lean on high interest borrowing. So I think loan sharks, you know, payday debt, or skipping essential expenses like commuting. And what we're seeing that translate into is a productivity issue, not just a pay issue. And what we're seeing is that it's showing up as distraction, absenteeism, churn in the workplace. And, you know, remember in South Africa, often we've got workers that are looking after very large families. So the financial strain is real.
100%, and that's largely because of, I guess, just the social construct that we do have in the country. What you've highlighted is so important, right, that money issues, quite simply put, have far-reaching ripple effects and implications, not only on productivity, but for business and the economy at large. And I'm quite keen for us to actually, you know, also deep dive into what the research does say around how this data or where the reality of it really hits home for many South Africans, the stress, the health conditions, and maybe even other frustrations that might be expressed by employees, I beg your pardon.
Sure. You started the segment quoting a stat that actually frightened me. 83% of new credit is consumption-led, where households are plugging cash flow gaps, not building assets. And you know, another survey that I was reading through says that 60% of employees are reporting money stress and may lose more than 3 hours of work purely dealing with that stress. And that's that's really showing up in low engagement scores in organizations.
Mm. Low engagement means low productivity. And as a result, the businesses themselves also suffer and struggle. But maybe you can talk us through, you know, how best it is that we can identify these strains in our employees as an organization. And I guess this is a bit of a catch-22, right, Craig? Because if I'm an employer and my employee says to me, I'm just not making enough money, as an employer, I'll want them to negotiate and you know, engage robustly as to why they should actually earn more money. And that would largely be determined by their productivity. So seems like it's a vicious cycle here.
It's such a tough one. You know, if you run an engagement survey in any organization, guess what the lowest score is going to be? Am I paid enough?
Right.
So it's really difficult. And what I'd love to separate in this conversation is pay level and pay timing. So it's critical to get your pay level right. And what I mean by that is ensure that you jump through all the governance hurdles, ensure that you are paying a living wage based on research, so using a salary survey, making sure that you are externally equitable and that you are doing right by your employees by ensuring that you are getting paid, you're paying them competitively. I also want to talk about pay timing, because that's where employees are often falling over, and it's getting South Africa into a massive debt crisis. And that is really putting unnecessary strain on employees, because they are using so much of their expendable income to service that debt. Mm. So let's use the example, your car breaks down in the middle of the month. You don't budget for that. So what a lot of people are doing is either skipping the transport, not coming to work, not showing up, or they are going to lenders who charge ludicrous interest rates on that. So there's a wonderful product out there called Earned Wage Access that we're seeing a lot of organizations use that allows employees to access a portion of the salary that they've already earned in the month.
I see what you mean. And does this prove to be successful in just alleviating some of that pressure and strain?
Absolutely. We're seeing wonderful returns from this. I'd like to stress that this is different to a pay advance. It's not a company loan. And it's fundamentally different to that. And there's a few elements that I'd just like to highlight. Mm-hmm. The first one is that it's the company would sit with these earned wage access companies. And we partner with a company called PayCurve. There's other good ones out there. Pay Me Now comes to mind. You would sit with them as an employer. They would run credit checks on your employees and pop them into healthy, vulnerable, distressed sort of baskets. And then you could co-agree guardrails that you put in place to protect your employees from being overexerted. So you would cap how much employees can draw from the salary that they've already earned. Linked to that, it's very important that you build micro-learning into it. So think education, but gamified as part of the platform. So that in order to access pay during the month, you need to have educated yourself, because that's a big problem in South Africa, is the lack of the low levels of financial literacy that we're seeing.
And I think there's something that needs to be said about that, Craig, right? The education is important, so that South Africans don't mistake this for a buy now, pay later kind of service, or using and accessing their earned wage access for luxuries or frivolous goods instead of, you know, prioritizing what is key for them financially.
Exactly right. And that education on adopting earned wage access in an organization is critically important, and putting those guardrails in place. You know, anecdotally, what we are seeing out there is a reduction in late arrivals, reduction in missed shifts, reduction in payroll queries and the like. But what we're also seeing is that the usage of earned wage access reduces over time as employees are only using it for the expenses and not the debt. I mean, some of the stats I've seen around using loan sharks, some employees are playing, you've got to pay at the end of the month, and it's 50% I've seen in interest. It's ludicrous.
My goodness. Yeah, it gets quite exorbitant. And this is also where we find South Africans finding their lives in danger, more financial stress, depression, and so many other challenges that come as a consequence of that. But as you say, we do need to be mindful of the hidden costs of financial stress in the workplace, and alternatives do exist, especially for employers and employees. Craig, a pleasure having you on the show this evening.
Wonderful. Lovely to spend time with you.
Thank you. Craig Roth, Group Director for Business Development at 21st Century, helping us unpack that the truth is you and I, South Africans, are financially stressed. And fundamentally, where does that take an impact? In the workplace. You don't show up. You can't be productive. You're not at your best. Your head is not in the right space. So as a result, you're not showing up fully. But instead of just going back to your boss and saying, hey, I need more money, which you could motivate for if you're doing the work, but there are ways of making sure that there's earned wage access. Essentially, instead of waiting until the 25th or the end of the month to access your full salary or wage, there are ways within which they can be made available to you. Half of it, halfway through the month, or any other alternative arrangements that can be viewed. Share your thoughts, 063-688-0959. You're listening to Kaya Biz.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.